Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thank you for joining us. Anthony Almojera is a New York City paramedic, author of a new book called Riding the Lightning. How long have you been a paramedic, Anthony?
2 weeks ago was my 20th year doing EMS in New York City.
So you have seen it all, haven't you? You have seen it all, really.
You know, every time I say that, somebody else shows me something new. So I think I've seen most of it.
Yeah. What is someone like yourself as a paramedic? Because we're going to talk about the book. The book really talks about your experience as a paramedic before and after COVID and during COVID for the last couple of years or so. But what kind of background do you have to go through? What kind of training do you have to go through to become a paramedic? And I would imagine in New York City, it's to the nth degree of what you need to learn and what you need to know.
Well, yeah. I mean, to be a paramedic is you really have to be a jack of all trades because you're responding to people's homes and they're going to run the gamut of, you know, somebody jumped off a building and somebody having a heart attack. And I've delivered 16 babies myself. So, you know, you name it, we have to kind of do it medically and physically and be trained for all of that. So EMT and paramedic school is very intensive training. It's a 2-year college program, or there's other programs that offer it within 18 months. But you're doing over 1500 hours of clinical rotations. You're doing psychiatric rotations. You're riding along in ambulances with members. You're riding along responding to 911 calls with cops and firefighters. So just to give you context of what you need to know, it's the only job that when you graduate the academy, they give you a bulletproof vest, all your medical gear, and equipment to operate on a fire if need be.
That's amazing.
Not to fight a fire, but just to be, you know, in that area. So it's a crazy job.
Sure.
And it deserves to be fully funded and respected nationally, just like cops and firefighters.
The book is called Riding the Lightning. Why did you decide to ride this book? Is this book basically about your experiences leading into COVID and what a paramedic goes through during the COVID-19 crisis?
Yeah, so the book, I had been working on the idea of a book for a few years. I found it too coincidental that there were so many people I worked with who had such similar life experiences, which I document in the book, you know, growing up and the things I seen and did that, hey, wait a minute, we're all in this. We all kind of have this similar thread of some type of dysfunction, you know, it feels like. And it triggered these empathetic responses to us, and we were able to go to these calls and be calm in crazy situations. So I thought that would be an interesting story, but the pandemic allowed me to put it into a driver where we thought we could all handle anything that came at us, and then all of a sudden it reached a breaking point for emergency medical service workers. You know, 10 of us died of COVID in the last 2 years. Another 8 people have committed suicide in New York City FDNY EMS. So it's reached a breaking point, and I wanted to make sure that people out there who read the book understand what we do, that we're there's human beings that are flying down the streets in those ambulances, lights and sirens, and they struggle with the same thing people are struggling with, and they have to take on an extreme emotional and physical toll to try and make sure that people are able to live their lives and be saved.
We're speaking to a New York City paramedic, Anthony Almojera. His new book is called Riding the Lightning. You know, Anthony, we all saw what happened to people, nurses and doctors and EMTs and paramedics. I mean, the stress was incredible. I mean, we were seeing horrible stories of emergency rooms packed, bodies in hallways. I mean, it got to be so out of control. To me, as one of your reviewers said, that it was like, you know, one paramedic going into hell and back. Were you folks as prepared as you could be for this COVID-19, or was it just totally out of this world, things you never expected to see?
Unfortunately, we're not prepared on a normal 911 day. EMS is severely underfunded and understaffed, not only in New York City, but nationally. So we were always kind of riding that edge of, you know, if something big happens, we're going to struggle if it's something prolonged. You know, a one-shot deal, we may be able to get, you know, like a hurricane or another natural event. But something prolonged like the pandemic really showed all the flaws and the cracks in the system. So we started running out of equipment. We ran out of gowns. We were about 4 days away from running out of masks. We ran out of staff. Obviously, like I mentioned, there was a third of us that was sick with COVID at one time. There's only about 4,200 FDNY EMS members. People, we didn't have housing. They didn't provide housing for us, which we were fighting for from the beginning, because what happened is members' families started getting sick and they were worried about bringing it home. And we started asking, you know, the hotels were empty in New York City. We started petitioning the mayor, who had a deaf ear, in my opinion, into what was going on in EMS to let us stay. And it took 4 months in before we were able to provide housing for members so they didn't bring it home to their families. I had paramedics and EMTs sleeping in their car after a shift. They were staying in the back of the ambulances that weren't running in the stations. So unfortunately, we dropped the ball, and unfortunately, I don't think we're learning the lesson, because not only in New York City, but I don't see marked improvement around the country. As a matter of fact, people are leaving the job in droves.
Yeah. I mean, there's a shortage of a lot of medical workers and frontline medical workers as well. What is the lesson that we learned from this? And, you know, through your eyes as a frontline medical worker, what's the lesson we learned from this, Anthony?
What do we want to be as a society, right? I mean, the lesson that we can learn is what I was really hoping during the pandemic, even though it was crazy, was it would be a galvanizing moment that we would all look at each other and say, hey, we're in this together, you know, like a World War II moment, you know? Everybody, let's sign up and fix this. What really happened, though, is it became so divisive and polarizing, and it should have never been that way. It should have been something where we can rally around. And I think in the book, what I try and get at is the humanity, right? The underlying humanity is has to remain. We have to remain civil and humane to each other during times of crisis. Even if we don't agree, we are just acknowledging somebody else's suffering. Because as we can see, I mean, I think a lot of people in this country have reached a breaking point. You
absolutely,
know?
Yeah. You bring up a very good point. Riding the Lightning, I hope our listeners will get a chance to look at this book. It's a critical look, really inside New York City's most critical public service through the eyes of an extraordinary medic and the New Yorkers that he serves, and that is Anthony Almogera. Anthony, thanks for sharing part of your experiences. I know it was very, very tough. We saw all the videos of people. It seemed like it was going into hell and back, and I hope you continue to be well, and you have a very powerful story, and I hope people will read Riding the Lightning. Thanks so much for joining me today here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. I do appreciate it. You be well, all right?
You too. Thank you, everyone, for listening and purchasing the book, and stay well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and thanks for your service for what you do. It's very important, and you have a critical role, and I know you continue to do that, but thank you in advance.
Thank you.